जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपीचन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीचन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन नमोनतीरावनचारी यमुनतीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपीचन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीचन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद नामाचार्य श्रील हरदास ठाकुर प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की कलयुग पावन श्री हरि नाम संकीर्त निताय गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गुरु ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। हरे टुडे रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 8 प्रेयर्स बाय क्वीन कुंती टेक्स्ट 25 विपदा संतुतः शश्व तत्र तत्र जगद्गुरो भवतो दर्शनं यत्स्यात् अपुनर्भवदर्शनं विपदा संतुतः शश्व तत्र तत्र जगद्गुरो भवतो दर्शनं यत्स्यात् अपुनर्भवदर्शनं विपदा संतुतः शश्वत् तत्र तत्र जगद्गुरो भवतो दर्शनं यत्स्यात् अपुनर्भवदर्शनम्। Calamities, Santu, let there be, Ta, all, Shashvat, again and again, Tatra, there, Tatra, and there, Jagat Guru, O Lord of the universe, Bhavata, your Darshanam, meeting, Yat, that which, Syat, is, Apuna, not again, Bhavadarshanam, seeing repetition of birth and death. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again, so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated births and deaths. Purport. Generally, the distressed, the needy, the intelligent, and the inquisitive who have performed some pious activities, worship, or begin to worship the Lord. Others who are thriving on misdeeds only, regardless of status, cannot approach the Supreme due to being misled by the illusory energy. Therefore, for a pious person, if there is some calamity there, there is no other alternative than to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Constantly remembering the lotus feet of the Lord means preparing for liberation from birth and death. Therefore, even though there are so-called calamities, they are welcome because they give us an opportunity to remember the Lord, which means liberation. One who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, which are accepted as the most suitable boat for crossing the ocean of nescience, can achieve liberation as easily as one leaps over the holes made by the hoofs made of calf, hoofs of a calf. Such persons are meant to reside in the abode of the Lord, and they have nothing to do with a place where there is danger in every step. This mortal world is certified by the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita as a dangerous place full of calamities. Less intelligent persons prepare plans to adjust to those calamities without knowing that the nature of this place is itself full of calamities. They have no information of the abode of the Lord, which is full of bliss and without trace of calamity. The duty of the sane person, therefore, is to be undisturbed by worldly calamities, which are sure to happen in all circumstances. Suffering all sorts of unavoidable misfortunes, one should make progress in spiritual realization because that is the mission of human life. The spirit soul is transcendental to all material calamities. Therefore, the so-called calamities are called false. A man may see a tiger swallowing him in a dream, and he may cry for this calamity. Actually, there is no tiger and there is no suffering. It is simply a case of dreams. In the same way, all calamities of life are said to be dreams. If someone is lucky enough to get in contact with the Lord by devotional service, it is all gain. Contact with the Lord by any one of the 9 devotional services is always a forward step on the path going back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Miti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pratayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा So, at the very beginning, I would like to pray that this calamity which has come all over the world, pandemic, corona pandemic, various type of variants are coming, let people be saved from this calamity. 2 years before when it had started, it was a resolution that before we start Bhagavatam class, we should pray for all the devotees, all the Vaishnavas, all people in general that they be saved from this difficult situation. So we are praying that let this calamity be soon over and become more prepared for facing the reality. And here this verse is so relevant. Srimati Kunti Devi is gone through difficulties, calamities after calamities throughout her life. We may not be able to tolerate one pandemic, but her life was full of calamities. We can imagine what was the situation when she was a small girl, when she was blessed to have that kind of benediction by which she can call upon any demigod. And she tried, just out of curiosity, she was trying to understand whether it works or not. And it really worked. And the calamities began. So chanting the mantra, we should be very careful. If we have material desires in our heart, we will invite material desires. And her personality is very much misunderstood by so-called scholars of this material world. They may accuse her for giving up her child. Right? So many books have been written and people are misled. And Kunti Devi's condition, we cannot even imagine what she was going through. She was going through a really terrible situation. First, there was some kind of guilt and it had to be done because there was no other alternative. Social systems were different that time. Not like today, you just kill the child or give to orphanage. These are the other side effects of Kali Yuga, when you don't want to take the responsibility. So, she was going through that guilt. She knew that. She had that, made the mistake. It was a mistake and not pre-planned, but some other, it happened. And then later on, when she was married to Pandu, King Pandu, King Pandu had a curse that he would not be able to enjoy. And then other demigods were invited. Yudhishthir Maharaj, Arjuna, Bhima, they were like divine sons, she conceived. And of course, when Pandu died because of that curse, she had to again return back to Hastinapur. And we can see that at that time, the condition was that she was widow with 5 children. Madri had to accept that voluntary death as a sati. Having the responsibility of 5 children, trying to raise them in a situation where there is opposition at every step. It was not a very happy situation, although she was in that palace, Hastinapur, and Dhritarashtra was the elder brother, one of the brothers, Dhritarashtra, Pandu and Vidura. Vidura was not allowed because he was said to be son of Shudrani, maid servant. So by birth he was considered a lower person. Although he is very intelligent, Vidur Niti is very famous. But he was not allowed. Dhritarashtra was not qualified because he was blind. King has to be perfect person. But somehow there was some adjustment and he said, okay, you stay here and I will rule the kingdom. And of course there were no legal system that time, that kind of situation was not arising because there was a lot of understanding that there were a lot of understanding between family that who should rule, the elder brother, and if the elder brother is not available or not alive, then who will rule like that. So here, of course, anybody who gets a position, we know what happens. We need to be very careful. Any small position we may get in the material world, we get so much affected by that. I am the doer, I am the ruler, everyone should follow me. That kind of pride comes, tendency to control and rule, and thinking that this is eternal, this position is eternal, or this my qualification is eternal, or many kind of material designations which can affect our consciousness. Because we are at the deep root level. Dhritarashtra was not an exception. He also got affected. And some other it increased. It kept increasing. When Pandavas were small children, Kauravas and Pandavas, they were playing, and of course Bhima was very strong and used to beat Kauravas, beat them, face time, defeat them. So that was kind of a really insult. Especially Duryodhana, Dushasana, they were like feeling very insulted. That what is this? We actually are the rightful heir. We are the Rajaputras. And who are these? We don't own this kingdom. We are the real princes. They used to get burned with angry, envy, anger. So plan how to finish them, how to beat them, how to defeat them. Even they were young. So you can imagine what kind of situation Mother Kunti was going through. She was seeing. She was helpless. She was very absolutely helpless. There was no kind of voicing or a sound in your voice. Sometimes we have today's time, somebody gets injustice, then they start revolting. They start revolting, they become social activists sometimes. And it is considered to be kind of revolutionary thought process. If somebody is voicing out for injustices in the social system, and especially the woman class, there is injustice, they voice out. It is very much heard and they become very prominent in today's time. And of course these social injustices or problems in the society are happening. If you go to the deep root level, then we will understand that these are stemming from the bodily conception of life, or from identifying with material designations by birth. These are very relativistic conceptions, and these are so deep rooted, social issues are so deep rooted. It's very difficult to explain anyone that the root cause is the bodily conception of life. We are higher than this body, and all these problems are arising. If you focus on who we are actually and function in that way, then we will see a different reality, a different perception, different way of living, different thought process. So this was the situation of Kunti, that she was going through this kind of difficult, extremely stressful situation every day. And we have read in previous verses that Vishan Mahavne Purusha Darshanat Asat Sabhaya Vanavat Krishna. This just two lines explain what kind of situations she was going through. Vishan, poison. Poison was fed to Bhima in cake. And why poison? Because there was poison inside. There was poisonous thoughts inside Kaurava and Party. So that poison manifested in the form, cross form, poisonous thoughts, fire, fire in the mind to destroy somebody, negative thoughts, kind of things. These are actually very harmful to one's consciousness. One doesn't realize that actually I am harming myself more by harboring such negative thoughts, poisonous thoughts. These are the various types of weeds which are growing and which is trying to choke the main devotional creeper. The real consciousness is covered because of so many negative thoughts. And fire also, you can see that they were tried to be killed in the house of Shalak, you can know. And there was no clue actually that who will help them, because she was not able to relate in the sense that she was not able to confidentially reveal her mind to anybody, because the whole atmosphere was surcharged with toxic thoughts. Plotting against Pandavas, scheming against them. Although she was staying in a palace, sometimes we may feel that in palace so much wealth is there, so much nice opulence is there, so richness is there. So people will be so nice, right? But actually, the reality is different. The more one gets more fearful, more insecure. How to maintain this position? How to always maintain, how to remain always on the top? Therefore, we are in this material world. The Jivatma has come in this material world because he wanted to become the controller, enjoyer, master. And that tendency is there. And especially when one gets power, position, this becomes very difficult. So, she was not having anybody who can actually understand her situation, except maybe few Vidura. Vidura was like a brother to her, almost equal in her age. And she was actually able to connect with him, because she could actually understand that he has sincere heart. He is not going to exploit me. He is not going to do that kind of complaining against me or complain against me that she is speaking like this, and she is going to keep things confidential. So this is very important, that how even devotee circle keeping the things confidential. If somebody tells his own problem, sensitive information sometimes he gives, and it can affect others or that devotee, one should be extremely careful that one doesn't speak against him or go and speak to somebody who can actually destroy that devotee's spiritual life. So she had to be extremely careful whom she is going to reveal her mind. Only one person, probably only one person, there may be others also, but she was going through that internal journey. There was some kind of guilt first. Karna, she had to abandon, and then this kind of situation, and all the stressful situation. And but still, in today's time, if somebody goes through such kind of situation, then one may think that this is the end of my life. There is no hope. I cannot push forward. Right? So many have ended their lives home, kind of domestic issues. They can't handle, because there is no higher understanding. That there is some higher reality. Supreme Lord is watching, and there will be justice one day. So, Kunti was pushing forward. She saw her children growing. When Kauravas were growing and they were learning martial arts, the only purpose was to defeat Pandavas. I can imagine, she was trying to protect children, her children, and there are hundreds of them who are trying to attack every time. Such a situation, she is helpless, one lady, whom she can defend. There was no power given to her, she was alone. But still she was constantly praying. She was trying to see the positivity in such kind of negative situation. She was almost staying in the mud, muddy situation. But what kind of prayer she is offering to the Lord? Namo Pankajanabhai. You are a lotus. You are a lotus. Your navel is lotus. You are putting the garland of lotus flowers. Right? Although she went through so many difficult situations, the situation around was so difficult, but she is offering such prayers to the Lord, that you are lotus-like, your eyes are lotus-like, namo pankaja netray. And how she could understand that my nephew He's the Supreme Lord. She came to that realization. If you see the relationship, familial relationship, Krishna was her navy, right? He was younger. So how to put faith in a younger person? How to accept him as a supreme? In that situation, if we go and try to understand her position, she was elder to Krishna. And she was hearing about Krishna, that how Krishna saved Vasudev Devaki, helped them to come out of the prison and kill Kansa, and all that message was coming, and she was trying to contemplate that, who is that? My nephew can do such things. Lifting the Govardhan hill, killing Utana, Trunavarta, Shakadasu, Gasur, Bakasur, so many demons he's killing. Kansa is standing one after another, and he's like small toys, breaking small toys kind of thing, killing all these demons. So she was trying to go more deeper and trying to understand. Of course, she was taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, but then she was actually able to connect that this nephew is the Supreme Lord. He's not ordinary child. Namaste Purusham Tvadhyam. He is the Supreme, original person. Just like Brahma Sita, we say, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamam Bhajami. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda. That begins, Brahma also came to that realization. Finally, he understood that he is the Supreme Person, I should accept him. Should not try to compete or should not get puffed up because of my small position. So Kunti Devi went through that internal journey, deep, deep internal journey. And she understood that he is the Supreme Person. Although he is my nephew, but he has that power. Nobody can defeat him. Till now she never heard that somebody defeated Krishna. There was no one. No one had that capacity to defeat Krishna. Every time he is victorious, some other, and he is so much misunderstood by Kauravas. There was so much toxic atmosphere around. But still, even in that situation, she maintained that faith that Krishna is the Supreme Person. My nephew is going to help me out through these calamities. She had that small kind of faith, faint. It was very small faith. She was nurturing that years after years, that one day he will actually save us from all these situations. And we can see that. And she's now recounting all the incidents. If you see this situation of Kunti, Krishna, and now the the war of Kurukshetra is over. Krishna is going to leave Hastinapur. Within some time he had prepared his leaving. At that time, she becomes emotional, right? It's a very emotional event. We cannot understand through our scholastic intelligence. Sometimes we may, of course, we should try to understand, but if we understand from this emotional aspect of Bhagavatam, then we'll understand that it's a very, very emotional event. And the thought process which are coming out of the heart of Kunti Devi are extremely revolutionary. They're not kind of very, she sat down and intelligently wrote down everything. Spontaneously all these thoughts, verses are coming. That shows that how deeply she was spiritually intelligent. Sometimes we may consider from the externals, she was a lady, she was a woman, she was less intelligent. And women are considered to be less intelligent. And so many various kind of thought processes are there. But if we go deeper, then we will understand that we should not see from the bodily conception of life. Anybody, even a man, we should not see from a bodily conception of life. We should see him as a spirit soul. As a Vaishnava, as a pure spirit soul, has a pure heart. Then we will not make any mistake. Otherwise we will think, oh, okay, she's a lady, we will not take the verses also very seriously. We may take Prahlad Maharaj or other things more seriously. But when we see from the spiritual angle, from the soul, it's a soul's cry, it's a soul's prayers to the Supreme Lord. Soul is offering that prayer. Then we will not see if she was a woman or if she was Kshatriya and all that. We will not see those kind of bodily identification. We have to rise above when we study Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Kunti's these prayers are extremely important. And in this first kind of Srimad Bhagavatam, these are probably the first prayers which have come. In Kunti's life, we know that how she went through these so many difficulties, and still she did not give up. And at one point, when her wisdom is so much revealed through these verses, and there is one incident where she cultured her children. Even when they were grown up, when they brought Draupadi at home, and probably she didn't know who has come, and maybe they wanted to give some kind of surprise to the Kunti. And they say that we have brought something for you. And she said that you divide it amongst yourself equally and you share it. Don't take it for yourself. So that is a big lesson actually. How to share amongst equals, especially God brothers, and how we should share whatever we receive. And they didn't know. How can we share one person? There's a Mataji and wife, and how can we share? But then they understood, they respected those words of Kunti. She was what our mother is saying, that we need to make our adjustments from our side now. We cannot tell now, it is impossible. This is not possible. But they understood that how to respect mother's words, keeping mother's words. And that's how they had to accept. And this wisdom, Kunti's wisdom, is very, very important. And same instruction, many years before, Visvarupa Radhanath Maharaj, when he was talking to a few brahmacharis, senior brahmacharis, and even I was like a very new brahmachari that time, maybe joined. And he told this incident that we should inculcate Kunti's wisdom in our brahmacharis. Our brahmacharis should inculcate the value of Kunti's wisdom. And what is that? How to inculcate that in our own lives? Kunti, what is that wisdom? And then Radhanath Maharaj explained that how this, he narrated this first time, that how Mother Kunti told how to divide, how to share amongst each other. Whatever you receive, you share amongst each other. In that way, you will remain humble. And he told that how it is relevant to the brahmacharis. This Kunti's wisdom is so relevant. He told that sometimes preachers may receive lot of worship, or followers and prestige. People will recognize them as the senior brahmacharis or very kind of charismatic or very, very influential brahmacharis or very good orators. So it is their duty to share that with everyone else. They should not take them for themselves. They should not think that it is because of me all this glory is coming. It is actually the success of the entire ashram. If somebody does book distribution, it is the success of the ashram. If somebody does nice deity worship, it is the success of the entire ashram. Somebody gives some katha or attracts a lot of people, kind of good, very good results in preaching. It is the success of the entire ashram. It is not my own success. It is all the prayers taken together. Everyone is praying for me together. And I should share with them. I should not fight with them, or I should not minimize their position or trying to control them, trying to show them that how you are lesser and I am bigger. If that kind of attitude comes, then it becomes very difficult. And Radharani Maharaj could detect that kind of situation, and he gave that instruction that how we should at home, we should be lamb. Some Prabhupada also said that lamb at home and lion outside. When you go for preaching, you preach very strongly. But when you come back home, then you should be equal. You should not think that I am a better brahmachari or I know better. Krishna is watching everything. And here also we can see Kunti's prayers. Now we can see that how this intelligence is coming. This kind of intelligent prayers are coming. It says Krishna is the source of all intelligence. Without Krishna giving intelligence, one cannot offer such prayers. Right? And Krishna is directly standing in front of her. Krishna is hearing all this prayer. He's giving intelligence, he's hearing. And Krishna is seeing the attitude. She's not becoming proud. She's not thinking that these are my prayers. Just see how poetic I am. How kavi I am. It is not my own. It is all yours. You are the source of all intelligence. You are giving that intelligence. And I went through these calamities so many years and years. But I am grateful to you now. I don't have any remorse. I don't have any ill feelings towards all these Pandavas also. In fact, she is saying that let my attention, let my focus, absorption be always on you. Atha Vishvesha Vishvatma Vishwamurti Sukeshwa Gura Sneha Pashamevam Chindi Pandusha Vrishnusha. That still I am attached. Still I am attached to this kind of Sneha Bash, Sneha Pasha, the familial affection. It is very small, subtle and delicate. Nobody wants to give family affection. I am attached to Pandavas, Vrishnis. But let my attention be completely focused on you. This is a revolutionary thought process. To become Krishna conscious means to go to reach to that level. To become humble, to accept that I'm not the only one, I'm not the chosen one, or probably. But there are so many others, and they also have equal rights and equal equality. And they are more empowered. I'm not the only one. And Krishna, let empower them also. Let them go more far ahead of me. So that this mission continues. That should be the consciousness. Srila Prabhupada also, we can see that in his life, he also went through a lot of difficulties. It was not an easy journey, bringing ISKCON in this world. In fact, last week I heard Acharya Ratna Prabhu, this year is a very special year. You know, even I was meditating sometime before about this centennial year of Srila Prabhupada meeting with his Guru, eternal Guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This is the centennial, 100 years, 1922, Srila Prabhupada meet his eternal spiritual master. And he gave him instruction at a very first meeting. You are an educated young person, you should take the mission of Lord Chaitanya and preach in the Western world. Now this is a very big, tall order. Nobody had dared to go out. Few had tried, but they were not so successful. Taking the order of such a big or tall order at a first meeting, and how it is possible? Who am I actually? I am a householder having family, children. How it is possible? And he was into other thought process of getting freedom and all. India was under subjugation. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he had again another revolutionary acharya. His thought process was also revolutionary. He said, no, what is the most urgent thing now? Why these problems are there in the society? Do you think that all the problems have been solved after 100 years? Look at the common, the condition of the people, common people, they are still suffering. Social injustices are still happening. Even in our country, there are so many places. And still there are so many ladies, women, they are suppressed, and so many kind of terrorism, almost it's kind of terrorism on them. Because how it is happening? Because there is inside all this negativity, all these anarthas, negative thoughts, terrorism inside, so it will manifest outside. And it may take the garb of various things. Sometimes religion, why people don't want to follow any religion, becomes sometimes religion takes the form of a terrorism. You have to follow our religion. You have to get converted, or this is the only way. Then it becomes a terrorism. So people even try to run away from any kind of religion because it is so much misinterpreted. So therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, who was a very deep person, who understood that the real problem in the society is lack of Krishna consciousness. People are not sufficiently Krishna conscious. Today, this country may be ruling, this party may be ruling. Tomorrow, some other country will come, some other party will come, and they will try to rule. How that tendency has developed. I am the superior, I am the controller. My people should be pushed forward. Others' people should be thrown out, out of foot. This kind of situation has come. It is again the bodily conception of life. It is again the lack of Krishna consciousness. So therefore, this is the root cause of the problem. And one has to go more deeper, even in spirituality and even in Krishna consciousness. One has to go more deeper. Sometimes we may achieve a lot of knowledge, and sometimes we feel that I am now achieved the perfection. But Krishna consciousness is much more deeper and deeper. The more you go deeper, then you understand that how it is broader. How it is all encompassing. How it can accommodate everyone. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada's vision. How much Srila Prabhupada struggled. And how today is also disappearance day of Srila Jiva Goswami, and Jiva Goswami, how our acharyas after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how they carried on this mission. There was so much setbacks. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, and the Srila Goswamis were in so much distressful condition. How can we carry on now? Lord Chaitanya had given mission. You write books, excavate holy places, all the Vaishnava literature, Vaishnava etiquette, how the behavior should be there amongst Vaishnavas. You have, there is a lot of work, big work is remaining. You should continue that. And then, how they were going through these difficulties. So Rupa Goswami left, Sanatana Goswami left, Srinivas Acharya's journey, you can see Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he sent Srinivas Acharya to Vrindavan to study under Jiva Goswami. Lokanath Goswami sent Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit, he came. So these three Vaishnava Acharyas, how they carried on, they were at one side they were going through this feelings of separation. We couldn't meet Lord Chaitanya. We didn't see Lord Chaitanya. There was a kind of tremendous separation. But they had such a big mission on the other hand. They had to carry on that day. This following their order is more important. So they were tormented, almost emotionally they were so much tormented. Of course, Lord Chaitanya can understand their minds, and sometimes he would reveal them through various ways, give them visions, and they would understand that, yes, Lord Chaitanya is with us. So, Jiva Goswami's role is very, very important in this, our Acharya Parampara. How much he was, Srila Prabhupada says that he was a Commander-in-Chief of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, in that line. He was so scholarly. He wrote so many books. And in fact, because of his fame and scholastic understanding, even King Akbar was very pleased. He wanted to meet him. He came to Vrindavan. And he took him to Nidivan and revealed the holy places and all. And he was very pleased and he wanted to help Jiva Goswami. So there was another minister who was trying to help out fulfilling the mission. So Jiva Goswami asked him to build a library of all the Vaishnava literatures in Vrindavan. And Jiva Goswami, we can see that temple, Radha Damodar temple is so famous. And in that temple, we can know that when Srila Prabhupada went to Vrindavan, after going through so many difficulties and calamities in his personal lives, he chose the place of Srila Rupa Goswami's, Srila Damodar Mandir. Because there is the Samadhi Mandir of Rupa Goswami. And he was taking so much inspiration from Srila Rupa Goswami, praying continuously to give the strength to fulfill the mission. And how Srila Prabhupada took those instructions of his spiritual master. And amongst so many literature, so many books, Srila Prabhupada chose Srimad Bhagavatam. There have been so many other books. He could have chosen so many books. But Srila Prabhupada understood that this Srimad Bhagavatam, Kalo Nashta Drushamesh Puranakho Udita, that in the Kali Yuga, in this Kali Yuga, people have lost vision because of the darkness of Kali Yuga. They lost this vision. They are not able to see what is clear, what is to be done, what is not to be done. So he took that big task of translating those into English language. It was a big task. First, to get the first volume printed was such a big task. He didn't have money to buy the paper. He was struggling in Vrindavan. Some other printed books. And he, the message how he brought it to us, that's a big journey. After through so many calamities after calamities, we have received this message. So we should not take it lightly that this is ordinary book and we should focus on other books. But daily, Nityam Bhagavata Seva, Shabhapada established that kind of culture, institutionalized. Every day we must Bhagavata. Even if we don't understand, still we should hear. Someday we'll hear, understand something little. So, I would like to stop here. Maybe next verses, other devotees will keep on glorifying Kunti's prayers and her bringing out various other aspects of Kunti's wisdom. Hare Krishna. Rantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram.